This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WNYC Studios is supported by W.W. Norton & Company, publishers of The Road to Freedom, Economics and the Good Society, by Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. The Road to Freedom, essential reading for those committed to the American ideal of an economic and political system that delivers well-being, opportunity, and meaningful freedoms for all. The Road to Freedom, available now wherever books are sold.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Now, in October, we aired a program about the war in Syria. And we heard from journalists trying to cover the war, from officials making U.S. policy, and from people on the ground living through the absolute horror of it. One of the people we talked to was a man named Omar Dawood, who was in Aleppo with his family as it got more and more dangerous every day. He talked about his hopes for his kids for after the war, but at the same time, he seemed to be losing faith that there was going to be a future after the war.
To be honest, after the world has given up on us and humanity shown its true colors, not just to the people of Aleppo, but to Syrians everywhere, we feel that death is everywhere. If we continue to live this way, we'd most likely die, whether by an airstrike or of starvation.
Our fact checker, Yasmin Al-Sayed, kept in contact with Omar. But when the heaviest bombing of Aleppo was underway, she lost touch with him. And frankly, we were starting to assume the worst. But then Yasmin poked her head in. What's up?
We have good news.
We have good news?
Yeah.
What's the good news?
Remember Omar?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he's alive.
Oh, well, thank God. Where
yes.
is he?
They're in Antakya in Turkey.
Amazing. I mean, we were talking with him and he was basically looking out the window of his apartment building and seeing, you know, the equivalent of Dresden taking place all around him. Just utter destruction, death everywhere. It's amazing that he's still alive.
It is. And I...
Do we know how he got out?
So they were evacuated to the western countryside of Aleppo and he left with all the family and he got himself smuggled across the border to Turkey. For the longest time, like, I last heard from him on Thanksgiving Day and then just nothing. None of my messages were going through. But he sent me a message from a different number and turns out he's alive.
And the idea is to make a life of it in Turkey or somehow to return to Syria?
So his idea is he's now waiting for his brother to come out. And as soon as the brother is with the rest of the family, that he would get himself smuggled back in to Syria. It's pretty hard to get a job in Turkey, in Antakya, with the number of refugees there right now. Before he left Aleppo, he used to do relief work, and he's trying to go back and find a job with an organization that he used to work with. He thinks that's his best shot to provide for his family.
Well, it's kind of a miracle to hear that he's alive. I mean, it's obvious, though, that he's one of the lucky ones, and there are hundreds of thousands dead.
Yeah, it's quite miraculous. I mean, when I heard from him, I hesitated to ask about the rest of the family, just sort of what are the chances. But they all made it. Him, the wife, the three kids, they all made it.
Thanks for letting me know.
Sure.
You can find our conversations with Omar Dawood and our whole program on Syria at newyorkerradio.org.